Doug O'Brien, Acting Undersecretary, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development.
Talk a little bit about the message that you're trying to get out to rural America now.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for the opportunity to talk today. We are working at USDA, and we have been for the last number of years, in making sure that people in rural America understand the opportunities in broadband. We've been able to help finance through grants and loans, literally billions of dollars in broadband infrastructure throughout rural America in the last few years. In particular, the Recovery Act allowed and provided USDA the resources to help build well over $3 billion worth of infrastructure in broadband. And building that infrastructure in high-speed internet broadband is the first critical step. And still, in many of our more remote places, a lot of the hard geography, if you're in a little bit more hilly or mountainous region, if you're in a remote region, we see, you know, pockets of places that still don't have access to internet. But once that internet access is available, the next step is to make sure that community leaders, that the businesses understand what can be done with this new tool. More and more, we see that to participate in the 21st century, you know, national economy and certainly even the global economy, one needs to have internet, not only to do some of the basic sort of buying and selling that one, you know, that you can do on Amazon or some of the agriculture input suppliers. But for a lot of people, whether they're service providers such as a call center in a small town or a manufacturer, now more and more advanced technology manufacturing, which requires real-time information on large amounts of data to make sure that customers are able to communicate exactly what they need in terms of whatever that piece of equipment that the manufacturer in that small town is creating. They need to have that internet to provide. So what we've been doing at USDA is not only helping to finance broadband, but more and more we're helping to convene and bring people together and educate about the opportunities once a small business or a hospital or a school adopts that internet. We're in the middle of a campaign these days called the Smart Rural Communities Initiative, where in every state we're holding at least one roundtable to bring together the different stakeholders to look at the asset that they have in internet access and to determine, you know, if there are certain action points that the group needs to accomplish to make sure that the state and the regions in the state make the most of this new asset.
Tell me a little bit about what, for instance, I hear from a lot of people that are in rural areas. They do not have access to internet, or they're underserved by the internet.
Right.
So, what can they expect to have here in the next while? Because I've heard the administration has been trying for many years to get this built up. What can they expect to happen? Mm-hmm.
Well, there is more and more. Certainly, there's more households and businesses across the country that have access. There's still, like I said, there's still, you know, a lot of folks. And if you're in a community that doesn't have access to high speed, you know, you might have access to some DSL, and you're becoming more and more frustrated that you don't have, you know, some access to high speed and affordable high speed internet. That's the other big issue, is that in some places, one can have access to high-speed internet, but it costs, as much as your entire cable bill plus quite a bit more, and you can't quite pencil out it making sense to pay that monthly bill. So what we are doing at USDA is using the programs that Congress provides us. You know, and as I mentioned, the Recovery Act provided us over $3 billion in resources to help communities, and primarily communities with no access or very little access, to help build out that infrastructure. By the time that these, you know, kind of long-term infrastructure projects are completed, we will have provided nearly 48,000 miles of fiber and installed more than 611 wireless access points through the program. We're talking, you know, well over 100,000 households and businesses that will be subscribing to new or improved broadband access, and you know, providing access to over 800,000 rural subscribers. So it's coming. You know, more and more. USDA just is one piece of the puzzle. The private sector is really, you know, as always, the bigger piece of the puzzle. We're just trying to help and nudge folks along, and help build that that infrastructure. One thing I might mention, Tom, as you know, I'm a farm kid from Dubuque County, Iowa, and I've been working in rural economic development for a number of years now, and more we see some analysis on the wisdom of investing in rural places. It's something I kind of knew in my gut, but now we have, you know, a number of economic reports. Just in the last year, there was a major report coming out of the Organization for Economic and Cooperative Development, which is the international body that looks at economic development issues, and they compared investments in 27 different industrialized developed countries. And these investments in infrastructure, workforce development, and some other sectors. And they compared investments in rural places versus urban places. And they found that they actually get better outcomes in rural investments than urban. Now, you know, people from rural America, that's not a surprise. We know that with investments in infrastructure and workforce development and some critical business investments, we know that great things happen in rural America because of the great assets, because of the people in rural America. But it surprised a lot of people who have a little bit more urban-centric view of the world, who think that you know, that most economic activity has to happen in a city, and that's just not the case. And I think what we see in investments in broadband really prove that point. With some investment, both public and private investment in this 21st century infrastructure, we see, you know, a great potential in the service sector, the manufacturing sector, and of course, agriculture. And the folks in production agriculture always do a great job of adapting and innovating. And this is just another great tool for them to do that. So I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today.